He came past as Daniel came into the palace of the king, and he was welcome, and he was sitting down at tea with the king and the queen and their family. And the queen turned unto Daniel and said, "What sort of tea dost thou like, Daniel?" "What sorts of tea have you?" said Daniel. "Well, we have F-A-R tea and S-H-I-T."
So is Daniel.
Now, in some courts, this would have been a most grave misdemeanor, but in that court, queen fucking was not. But when it came to pass that the king found that an inscription had been inscribed upon his shield, he was exceeding wroth. And the king turned to his soothsayers and said, "What is this inscription that has been inscribed upon my shield?" And the first soothsayer said, "Forsooth, my lord, I know not." And the second soothsayer said, "Forsooth, my lord, I know not." And the third soothsayer, said, "My lord, methinks it is Hebrew." And the king thought, "There is but one Hebrew in my palace, Daniel." So he commanded that Daniel be brought before him, or rather behind him. There is the custom in that court that when a subject was brought before the king, or rather behind him, the term "behind him" applied because the king would be prostrate on hands and knees, stark naked, with the royal glutea maxima exposed to view. So it came to pass that Daniel was brought before the king, or rather behind him, and the king, turning over his right shoulder, said, "Daniel, what is this inscription that thou hast inscribed upon my shield?" "Very fair and gentle chap," the king. And Daniel, staring upwards at the royal glutea maxima, said, "Arsehole." And arsehole being sentmost in his foveance in Travis at the time. The king waxed even rougher. And Daniel was consigned to the lion's den corridor. And it came to pass, after 1 month of Daniel's confinement, that the king came down the lion's den corridor, and seeing Daniel, said, "Where are the keys to the locks? Where are the keys to the locks?" "What locks?" said Daniel.
"Locks!"
It came to pass after another few weeks had passed that as the king came down the lion's den corridor, Daniel, who had been quietly masturbating in an old bathroom corner, shat a great shit, full 1 cubit long and 0.5 cubit diameter, and even the lions were sore amazed. And picking up this monstrous turd, he threw it at the king, hitting him behind the left ear hole. "Shit," said the king, "right for the
time," said Daniel.
Which was jolly hockey sticks for the lion, so we're really getting quite worn out by this time. Jolly hockey sticks for Daniel, but not so jolly hockey sticks for nubile, nubian, nymphomaniac princess. For it came to pass that the aforesaid nubile, nubian, nymphomaniac princess was walking down the gentleman's ship house corridor when she met Daniel. And Daniel said unto her, "It tickles." "What tickles?" said princess.
"Testicles!" said Daniel.
And the last of the princess.
And so was Daniel.
Not now and again, but now and again.
Now and again.
It came to pass 8 months later that the aforesaid nubile Nubian, or not quite so nubile now, Nubian nymphomaniac princess, came unto Daniel and said, "Daniel, it is 8 months since I've lain with thee, and I'm heavy with child. What steps dost thou propose to take?"
"Fucking great big ones!"
A democratic vote, brothers and sisters. Is it to be bare bum? Those in favour?
Yeah. Yeah.
Folks, wait a second.
I was standing on the beach of the good ship America coming into New York Harbor when I saw this bum standing on the quayside. Oh, as the ship maneuvered into position, I said, "Hey, bum." And I said, "Hey, bum, tell me your story. What are you doing standing on that quayside?" He said, "Well, Captain, you throw me a dollar, I'll tell you." So I threw him a dollar, but it missed and went plop, so I threw him a second dollar, and he caught it, and he said, "Well, Captain, this is my story. I was walking down Fifth Avenue when I met this prostitute, or so I surmised, her remarks, which were, 'Hey, do you for an eye cake?'"
"Do I for an eye cake? Just a black swim!"
So I went into her house, and I went into her room, and I went into her. And there was a footstep on the stairs. It's her husband, or so I surmised from his remarks.
"Hey, shut up in the bloody kitchen for the last time!"
"Chorus!"
From his remarks, which were,
"Hey, there, bum, get out of my wife, get out of my room, get out of my house." So I got out of his wife, got out of his room, got out of his house. And he was following me close behind, or so I surmised from the remarks of the crowd, which were, "Hey, bear bum, there's a large man with a sharp knife, 2.54 centimeters behind your port testicles." So I ran and I ran, and I was gaining on him, or so I surmised from the remarks of the crowd, which were, 5-4, bear bum, 5-4, 6-4, 6-4. I tripped over a dog, or so I surmised from the remarks of the crowd, which were, "Get out of the way, you 40
delivery fucker!
Let a man run who wants to run." And I came down to this quayside where you see me cut.
The
boat's
way.
And let me get the bag.
Oh, let me get the bag.
Oh, good, sir. Now, I
get
the
most
bag,
but not
let
me leave
the
bag.
Thanks.
Could
be it's the new one.
It's got to warm his feet up.
Well, warm his pipe up.
Yeah, he's got to warm his pipe up.
Okay, I'm set.
Right,
get
back. Hush, please. Can we have some
decorum
in the building?
Just shut them up in the kitchen.
So bad.
Hey, how do you do that? In the year 1600, in the town of Port Bullocks in Cornwall, the expedition was preparing for sea. Leastways, Lord Jim, he was preparing for sea. The captain, he was preparing for sea. The crew, they were preparing for sea. Me, I was preparing for sea. But the boatswain,
"Ah, never fuck a reaver!"
He was preparing to succeed in a
bombing.
And the expedition got ready, and the expedition proceeded to sea, and we've been sailing for nigh on 3 weeks when we were assaulted by a storm. Leastways, Lord Jim, he said it was a storm. The captain, he said it was a storm. The crew, they said it was a storm. Me, I said it was a storm. But the boat's one,
"Ah, never fuck a reaver!"
We continued with the voyage, and we came to the coast of Caprica, where due to a slight error in navigation, we hit a reef, and the ship began to sink. Lord Jim, he swam ashore. The captain, he swam ashore. The crew, they swam ashore. Me, I swam ashore. But the boat swam.
"Ah, clever fucker
he were!" He got in a piss pot and paddled ashore. And so we made our way to the shores of the Godama, where we were met by the king.
"Syphilis sod!"
The queen.
"Voluptuous bitch!"
The concubines. The New
Zealand cunts.
And the common people of the Goddam Isles.
"Bloody shit!"
And we were conducted with great pomp and ceremony to the arena. where we beheld the most amazing sight. The witch doctor,
Scrotum,
limped slowly forward into the arena, titivated his tool to a fiend, balanced upon this distended organ, one coil of Danavoir, one
Can I just say it actually works?
Shh. One coil of Cupid's.
It actually works.
One part of Danavoir, one missile hut, two packets of WD and HO will
the only fucking brand!
And completed two circuits of the arena, thereby beating the previous record by one packet of WD and HO will
the only fucking brand!
And half a circuit of the arena. Jolly good, said Lord Jim. Jolly good, said the captain. Jolly good, said the crew. Jolly good, said I. The boat's one.
Ah! Clever fuckery, were!
Said I could do a fuck's like better myself. The boat's line strode forward into the arena. Union Jacks at full display. Titivated his tool to a fiend.
Little ice!
Balanced, or rather impaled, this distended organ up the arsehole of the witch doctor.
Scrotum!
Four struggling men. And balanced upon the aforesaid four struggling wretch, two coils of Danavoir, two missing huts, four packets of WDHO wills,
the only fucking brand!
And completed three circuits of the arena, whereby beating the previous record by one witch doctor, one coil of Danavoir, one missing hut, one packet of WDHO wills,
the only fucking brand!
Shit, said the king, and
20,000 arseholes straight in unison.
Sunlight. For in those days the king's word was law, and it is no mean offence to disobey the king. But me, said the queen, more in hope than in anger. And 10,000, and 10,000 were killed in the rush. An old venereal Jew with horn-rimmed testicles limped slowly forward from the corner and pulled along like a well-worn suit.
Let's go now!
I'm going to get my words.
Get your
pin. Eskimo now!
Yeah, in a minute,
If you go around the corner in the kitchen, towards the toaster, you'll see a blue spectacle case with a bit of paper wrapped up in it.
That's
the worst. And I want the spectacle, please. I've got a man's pocket on me.
Come down the ranch, you know, I've all heard of the story to be told a tale again.
Say she had no fear, been sterilized, but gone the rear the horse, the horse can cancel it.
Hey, hey, Jerusalem, the harlot of Jerusalem, the prostitute will rebuke the daughter of the barman.
And just outside the wailing wall there lived a Christian with one ball. He had shag all or nearly all of the harlots of Jerusalem.
Hey, hey, Jerusalem, the harlot of Jerusalem, the prostitute will rebuke the daughter of the barman.
One night returning from a spree with customary hard on, he was accosted as he stopped to peep at the harlot of Jerusalem.
Hey, hey, Jerusalem, the harlot of Jerusalem, the prostitute will rebuke the daughter of the barman.
Jerusalem, and from his pants his penis took the pride of all Jerusalem.
Hey, hey, Jerusalem, the harlot of Jerusalem, the prostitute will rebuke the daughter of the barman.
Then rattling like a gatling gun, he sees Cathuselum by the barman, sowed the seed of many a son,
the harlot of Jerusalem. Hey, hey, Jerusalem, the harlot of Jerusalem, the prostitute will rebuke the daughter of the barman.
There lived a bastard finished my life with warty tool besmeared by shite. He had sworn he'd spent the night upon the fair Cathusalem.
Hey, hey, Cathusalem, the harlot of Jerusalem, the prostitute who will rebuke the daughter of the barman.
The Ishmaelite arrays, he took, he sees the Christian by the hook, slung him into Canaan's brook, wherein shut all Jerusalem.
Hey, hey, Jerusalem, the harlot of Jerusalem, the prostitute who will rebuke the daughter of the barman.
The Christian came into the fight, he sees the bastard Ishmaelite, stuffed him up with all his mouth, the asshole of Jerusalem.
Hey, hey, Jerusalem, the harlot of Jerusalem, the prostitute who will rebuke the daughter of the barman.
Jerusalem, she knew her art, she closed her cunt and blew a fart, sent him sailing like a dart high over.
Hang on a minute.
Hey, hey, Jerusalem, the harlot of Jerusalem, the prostitute who will rebuke the daughter of the barman.
As he was sailing out to sea, he caught his balls upon a tree. They hang there now for all to see, the scorn of all Jerusalem.
Hey, hey, Jerusalem, the harlot of Jerusalem, the prostitute who will rebuke the daughter of the barman.
On evenings when the moon is red, a castrated form flies overhead, raining curses on the bed of the warty whore Cathusalem.
Hey, hey, Cathusalem, the harlot of Jerusalem, the prostitute who will rebuke the daughter of the barman.
So gather all you gentle folk who like to have your nightly poke, just get it in and let it soak in the harlot of Jerusalem. 2, 3, 4.
Hey, hey, Jerusalem, the harlot of Jerusalem, the prostitute who will rebuke the daughter of the barman.
According to sex, you poxy wrecks and creeps or futs with me. They all had heard of Mexico Pete in the horn of Panama, and with nothing worse than a muttered curse, those dagos sought them all. They'd also heard of Dead Eye Dick down on the Rio Grande, and 40 whores took down their drawers at Dead Eye Dick's command. From steaming drawers and slavery jaws issued various snorts and grunts. As 40 arses came into view, not to mention the 40 arses and 40 cunts
You'll find if you use your wits and a fairly quick arithmetic, clicks, close on 82.
That's some of the women I don't.
And 80 tits is a goodly sight for a man with a mighty stand.
Okay, so he makes this for the wrong time.
I admit it's there in Barker's sweater, but not on the mere man. Dick's 4x2 shot into view, then he ducked and took a run. He made a jump at the nearest grunt and scored a hole at once. He bore the hall. He bore the hall for the sad heave of the hall and fairly fucked her thigh. And though she grinned, it put the wind up the other 39. None other than Eskimo Nell. Now, Deadeye Dick had plunged his trick well into number two when Eskimo Nell let out a yell and hollered, "Hey there, you!" Dick turned about with an angry shout, both his tool and his face were red. He gave a flick with his mighty trick and the hawk shot over his head. One by one, smiling with conscious pride, till she stood in her womanhood and they saw the great divide. She lay down on the table there, where someone had left a glass, with a twitch of her tits, she thrust it a bit between the mighty cheeks of her arm. With a twitch of her tits, she thrust it a bit between the mighty cheeks of her arm. She drew up her knees with subtle ease and spread her legs apart, then gave a nod to the man who saw, "That's his cue, stop." Now, Deadeye Dick had fucking quit, but decided to take his time, for a chance like this was heavenly bliss, so he made it a pantomime. He worked his foreskin up and down to make his balls inflate until they look like those granite things that you see on the castle gate. He polished his rod with alcohol, and to make it piping hot, he finished the job by splintering it to the Cayenne Council. Now, if you've ever seen the pistons on the giant CPR with a driving force of 1,000 horse, and you know what pistons are, but Dick's monstrous trick even made this look sick as he leapt on the cumbent nail. Just close your mouth when I come from the south. When I'll stop, no man can tell. But Esquimel was an infidel, as good as a whole harem, with a strength of 10 in her abdomen, and the rock of ages of Eden. Amidship she could stand the wash like the flush of a water closet, and she gripped his cock like a Chedwick lock on a national safe deposit. She lay a while with a dreamy smile, and the grip of her cunt grew keener, and with a sigh she sucked him dry with ease and a vacuum. Dick fell to the floor, and he knew no more, his passion extinct and dead, nor did he shout when his tool came out, although she'd stripped his thread. That enormous tool the poor fool used to call his virgin's lump was nothing less than a withered mess, a battered, shattered stump. Now Mexico Pete jumped to his feet to avenge his friend's affront. He drew his Colt for the jarring jolt and landed up Nell's pump. He forced it to the trigger grip and fired twice, three times three. But Nell closed her eyes with gentle sighs and sighed with ecstasy. Our wondrous gold, the truth to be told, were driven beyond despair. Both penis and gat had been mangled flat by a mass of pubic hair. So did I dig the Mexico Peak? They left the Rio Grande. Dead Eye Dick with a skeleton prick and two fingers gone to Pete's hand. For Eskimo Nell, she went back to the north, to the land where spunk is spunk. Not a trickling stream of lukewarm cream, but a solid, frozen chunk. Back to the land. Back to the land so they understand what it means to fornicate, where even the dead lie two in a bed, and babies masturbate.
My dad screwed my sister and I couldn't cope. And that was the start of my Bernie Slope, and it's no, yes, maybe. Hey man, I'm really not sure if I'm the Prime Minister. If I'm
the Prime Minister. I watched this bloody show today.
Oh, you're doing it again tomorrow. You've done such a lovely job with an extra again tomorrow.
Right. While we're about the AGM business. And I went mine or two, and now I'm on aspirin and sleeping on blue. Evo sleeps better, but Daryl died best, and now both my nostrils are stuck to my chest.
Oh,
never. Oh, never. I'm really not sure if I'm the Prime Minister, if I'm manure. My one aim in life is to end up brain dead, but the lead in the petrol just fucks up my head. I can't remember the fucking rest of the head's gone, it's the whiskey.
Are you drinking whiskey then? Are you drinking gin?
Yeah.
That's a good argument. What are you drinking?
Do you remember the words?
The cocoa is a strange.
Well, can you sing cuckoo? How can you sing cuckoo with a beak full of shit? tell by the smell she's not feeling very well when the end of the month came around.
Come on, John, we know some songs. Come on.
I met Senor Kings down the old Kent Road. A drummer hanging down. She made me Charlie Brown. I pressed a dirty tenor in a grubby little hand. But she was the old dog, don't lie me. She wore the trousers and I wore the trousers. No wonder where to run her. And when she caressed me, she came near undressing me. What a pleasure,
no one knows.
I went to the doctor, he said, where did you cop her? I said, down on the old Kent Road. He said, in the sand and winkle, that pimple on your winkle would be bigger than a red, red rose.
From over Maple,
it's better on the other.
I don't want to join the Cayman, I don't want to go to Wales. I'd rather.
She was with it.
What?
She was with it.
I don't know. Is there somewhere it's lost in
our life? I don't want to go to war. I'd rather hang around Piccadilly Underground. Living off the earnings of a high old lady.
I don't want to bear it up me arse. So I don't want me brother shut away.
Oh,
you'd rather stay in England, in merry, merry England, and fornicate me fucking life away. God blimey, on Monday day I touched her on the ankle. On Tuesday I touched her on the knee. On Wednesday night success, I lifted up a dress. On Thursday I saw it, door blimey. On Friday I went upon it. On Saturday she gave me water squeeze. On Sunday after supper, I ran the fucker up. And now for 7 and 6 a week, door blimey.
Some capital in the world.
rot. Oh, we could go, I lost my starboard bowl, starboard bowl, starboard bowl, starboard bowl. Now the other one's about to fall. I'm rotting away, loving sorry someday.
For
then I'll have no balls at all, balls at all, balls at all, balls at all.
Yes.
I like cunt, nice juicy cunt. I like cunt, nice juicy cunt.
At the time I stood in and went, checking a woman and doing it good. Better by far than pulling a poke.
I like cunt, I like cunt, nice juicy cunt. I like cunt.
And it's the time I stood in and went, checking a woman and doing it good.
I like cunt, I like cunt, nice juicy cunt, nice juicy cunt.
Now it's the time I stood in the wood, shagging a woman and doing her good. Then with my fire and pulling your foot.
I like cunt, nice juicy cunt.
Anyone got for that one?
Yeah. On the next.
Anyone know it?
Bye-bye,
Blackbird.
Yes. Yes. Well, the one who knows I bye
Blackbird
just as he did out the door on the last score.
Bye-bye,
Pissy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
one
day
was a wolf.
Oh, no, right.
Next
time.
And the sewer,
shoveling
off manure.
That's where the
land goes. Shoveling shit. You hear the shovels raining with a ting-a-ling-a-ling. Bring it down in the sewer in the morning.
Well,
shall
we take
the sewer?
Shoveling
up manure.
Yes, I'm
not. Oh, no, I'm a bus.
Well, the foreman said to me, by the knob, you're the finest fucking fellow.
That's right, after on the job. And the wages for the week will be 4 and 20 more. When you're down in the sewer in the morning.
Hey!
Down in the sewer, shoveling up manure. That's where nobody goes to fix shoveling shit. You can hear the shovels ring with a ting-a-ling-a-ling. When you're down in the sewer in the morning. Now the foreman says to me, as I get in rather late, if you can't come by the bus, straight through the gate. If you can't come fucking early, then you can't come fucking late. When you're down in the sewer in the morning, down in the sewer, shoveling out manure. That's where the daddy does to make shoveling shit. You can hear the shovels ring with a ting-a-ling-a-ling. When you're down in the sewer in the morning.
Once there was a boy, no good, took a young woman to a wood.
Bye, bye, Blackbird. He laid her down upon the grass, and he stuffed his finger up her ass. Bye, bye, Blackbird. Took her where nobody else could find her. Laid her down and tied her hands behind her. Slapped her belly, slapped her bum, stuffed her up and chewing up. Blackbird, bye, bye. Story to the crow. Bye bye, Blackbird.
She's told the story all over the judge and the jury and the horn.
Bye bye, Blackbird. The judge, he said, you are a dirty bastard. You should have had the decency to ask her. Next time, do it right.
Suffer 100 died a lot.
Blackbird, bye bye. So this man, he tried again, he took her down the shady lane. Bye bye, Blackbird.
He stuck her up in dynamite, tamped it down in the light.
Bye bye, Blackbird. Suddenly there was a great commotion, followed by a fucking great explosion. There's a mangy and trees hanging low, swinging tree. Blackbird, bye bye.
Now this man, he came to troll, face
a
joy
with a smile.
Shoving crap,
Blackbird, bye bye.
Blackbird,
bye In the middle of the night, don't be afraid.
There's nothing out there, see you
right
through.
Got to get a few more.
Come on, Malcolm.